Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Did you hear the Deron Payne answer about Jackson Smith and Jigba in the locker room?
I did hear this because you turned me on to it. It was not on my radar, I'll fully admit that, until you brought it to my attention this morning, and I had to go back and listen.
So this is one of those times where I'm going to admit it's a great thing we weren't on the air when I first saw this, because I would have gone pretty severely and intensely and loudly against Deron Payne's answer on this. I've had more time to calm down. The blood pressure has come down a bit and to not be as bothered by it, but I am still frustrated by this audio. So the question's actually going to be asked, you'll hear it here, by our own JP Finley, of course, NBC and B. Mitch and Finley middays. And so I want you to hear JP asking Deron Payne about Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is the NFL's leader. Look up the wide receiver stats for the NFL this season. Nobody is having a bigger breakout, more impressive season than Jackson Smith and Jigba at wide receiver. He's got 819 yards, 99 more yards than any other receiver in the game. So forget playing him this week. If you watch football at all, you know, everybody who's got a fantasy team, everybody who watches the fastest 3 minutes with Chris Berman on a Monday night once knows who Jackson Smith and Jigba is. This was the Commanders' locker room as Deron Payne, maybe your best player on defense, was talking.
But when you watch a tape of Jackson Smith and Jigba, what's that look like?
Who's that?
Seahawks wideout.
Oh, no, I ain't paying him no attention.
he's leading the league.
Okay, so a couple of things. First, you hear Chick Hernandez like start guffawing. He's like, ha, 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 that's funny. As if Deron Payne's doing a bit. Like he's saying, who's that guy? I don't know him at all. Is it possible that he's doing that? I suppose. Having watched it and seen his demeanor, I don't think that's what's happening. And then JP says, well, he's the leading receiver in the NFL this year. He's got the most yards in the league. And Deron Payne says something to the effect of, oh, I don't have to pay any attention to that. And I take that to mean, Danny, I'm a defensive tackle. I don't cover wide receivers. I don't really have to worry about a wide receiver. I'm worried about guards and centers and tackles and getting to the quarterback. Did I misread this situation at all before we go further?
So, yeah, this is interesting. So I didn't have near as visceral reaction as you did, but think of Logan Paulson, right? Your cousin Logan, who knows so much about football, is so intelligent when it comes to it. He's still in the habit of being like, yeah, number 46 for them and number 55. And I've seen something out of 12. He does this. They deal differently than we do. Like for us as fantasy owners, I have heavy stock in Jackson Smith and Jigba. I was all in. I have 7 leagues. He's on 4 of my rosters. I know the name because that's kind of the world that we live in. I wonder if part of it is that. I wonder if the other part is kind of, as you said, Daron Payne is like, yeah, I can't really pay attention to what's going on behind me. Now, I would have thought at some point in the team meeting, I would have thought at some point somebody might have mentioned, hey, there's this guy that is uncoverable and is excellent, and that's the guy we have to worry about. Like I've seen on every Hard Knocks or, you know, in-season Hard Knocks or any kind of scouting video or whatever. But if he's only focused on the offensive lineman that he's got to deal with in the game, I guess I could sort of understand that. But I did find it a little bit peculiar that you haven't heard that name at all. It hadn't come up in any conversation.
So that's what I need, really, I guess, resolution on. And that's what I would love to find out is what did he actually mean by this? Because I really believe it seemed to me like when JP said Jackson Smith and Jigba, it was like someone saying a name to me that I haven't heard before. I'm not familiar with. He's like, who's that? What are you talking about? Also, there's a context to these conversations. Now, I didn't hear the questions that precluded it or the questions that came after it, but I've been in that locker room as a beat reporter where every week the rhythm is the same. A guy like Dee Payne is kind enough in open locker room to stand at his locker and answer questions as one of the leaders of the team. And it's the same kind of deal each week. Hey, what kind of problems does Patrick Mahomes present? You're taking on one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Hey, what are you seeing from Sam Darnold? So it is very common as you're standing there that people are asking you about players on the other team. So it's not like JP's asking about a barber in Ashburn, you know, like pretty clearly.
Yeah.
What do you think we're doing here? Hey, what do you? So even in the first moment, you don't really, you're like, ah, I don't. What do you mean? I don't know who that is. And then there's he's leading the league in receiving. Now, I do believe that the second comment is, oh, man, I'm not a cornerback. You know, I don't worry about wide receivers. That's not my job. I get to the quarterback or whatever. But this, to me, is problematic twofold, right? Number one, and most obviously, you don't think that the Seahawks aren't going to use this as some fodder? We've already got the aforementioned Jackson Smith and Jigba, who, for those of you that don't know, is the number one wide receiver for Seattle and the leading receiver in the NFL this year and a superstar. He's at the podium answering a question today about what, you know, is being said in D.C. about Sam Darnold, right? They're already doing this bit. I guess the comment was something along the lines of, you can't lose this game to Sam Darnold on Sunday Night Football or something. But this is what teams do. This game of gladiators colliding at high speeds and collisions and violence, you're looking for whatever little edge there is for that added motivation or this perceived slight. See Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. That's what everybody's looking for. So if the Seahawks, I would bet anything I got that this clip will show up somehow in Seattle, whether that's Mike McDonald showing it to the team, whether that's just the transcript being sent by someone to JSN. And I promise you, if and when he balls out Sunday night, this will be a story, either because someone's going to ask him about it and he's going to make a comment, or because he or his teammates will just come out and say it. In the locker room, the Seahawks were walking by his locker yelling, I bet you they know you now. Like, this is, it's just such an unnecessary error, even if it was completely harmless, right?
Yeah.
To let's say he knows him, he's well aware of who their best players are, he didn't mean it as a slight, he just either didn't hear him or he was a little confused or whatever. It just seems like such an unnecessary thing for a bad defense to give bulletin board material to the number three offense in the league and the number one receiver in the league. At its core, that's what this is, by the way. Like, we can explain it away, and I'm going to try to do that in a minute. I'm trying to be as fair as possible, but the really bad defense, one of their best players in the locker room, said something essentially that could be taken as disrespectful about the best player on one of the best offenses. That's kind of what happened here.
Yeah,
that's an unforced error on a Friday.
I actually tend to agree with that. Now, here's the thing. Let's say no one gave any bulletin board material. Let's say no one said anything, no one did anything that's even slightly out of bounds. They still can't stop that guy. Nobody has. Right? So, like, you add in this extra little bit, and it turns into a thing where now you're going to get dunked on, right? Like, that's kind of the ipso facto. That's kind of the next way to play this out is that, you know, he scores a touchdown, turns around and points to the back of his jersey, and everyone's like, you know, he's pretending to shake hands and introduce himself to his teammates. Like, you're going to see the celebrations happening where it's like, by the way, my name is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Get to know it. And he'll go off for a huge game, even if there isn't any bulletin board material, but there is. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you create.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
It's a thing when there didn't have to be one. And if it's an innocent mistake, it's a strange one to me. You think the process of the NFL happening, of people getting ready to play football games, you might hear the name of the other team's best player. Like, I understand if you're not sure who the second, left guard is, or their swing tackle. You may not know everybody's name. You may know them by number and some of the film study and things that you've had. But you'd figure the guy that leads the world in receiving, you'd figure the guy that has torn up everybody that they've played against, might come up in a team meeting. Like, you know what I mean? Like there might be some sort of indication.
Well, that's why
we have to worry about this guy.
That's why I assume that he obviously knows plenty about Smith and Jigba, because every Hard Knock show ever, you have to watch one of these in-season shows. Every team's kind of doing the same things in the rhythms of the week, which is to say that every defensive coordinator starts the big meeting Monday, whatever day it is, probably Wednesday, where they give you the PowerPoint slides and they go over, here's Seattle's best players. All right, their quarterback is Sam Darnold. Strengths, extends plays, accuracy, pushing the ball down the field, weaknesses, and they'll, rattle off a scouting report. And so obviously in that, they're going to highlight, you better believe that the defensive coordinator of this team had a PowerPoint slide at some point that accentuated Jackson Smith and Jigba, what he does well and what he does poorly. And again, these guys do study things to their position, but man, was it a bad look for me. For again, one of the captains, one of the best players on this defense, this embattled defense where there's so much being made about how they're playing. You know, can they do more during the week? Is it a lack of talent thing? Is it a preparation thing? I mean, that's a big question, right? And then you're asked at the end of the week about the best player on the opposing offense. Who is that? And I know what Commanders fans will do and what a lot of people do. Oh, this is nothing. Okay, fine. Again, I would just say the best player on Seattle came up today in the locker room, and maybe the best player on Washington's defense suggested he wasn't aware of who it was. 4 days into preparation for this team. That's the black and white of this. Now, there might be more context, and I'm open ears for it, but I'm annoyed by it. And I maybe wouldn't be if they were the number two defense in the league, but they're not. And if I had more confidence in how they were preparing and going into these games, but I'm not. I'm not that confident. So, yeah, maybe I'm confirming that prior, but that was frustrating to me to see that.
I hear your frustration, and I can understand it, and I can even co-sign to the degree of you're not good enough. Like, if the 2000 Ravens were like, we don't know who that is, fine, no problem, right? Or this year's Denver Broncos wanted to puff out their chest and say, we're not sure who that dude is, whatever. We got worried about ourselves. Maybe you got something to back it up with. But I think my point from before is there's no reason to fuel the fire because the fire is going to rage on Sunday night. You can't stop anybody. This is a good offense. This is a really good football team coming here into town. The analytically outstanding. They've dropped you know, that week one game is kind of the weird aberration. I think it was for a lot of teams where the offense didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Since then, they have been really, really, really good on both sides of the football. And you're not very good on both sides of the football. You're especially bad on the side that that guy is going up against, your defense. So in the sense that they're not going to lose because Daron Payne said what he said. If they lose, it's because they can't stop Jackson Smith and Jigba. This offense, Sam Darnold's going to have a field day. Guys are going to run wild and free in the secondary, as has happened all year. They won't be able to stop the two-headed running back monster. But it's also the extra layer of embarrassment, the extra layer of fuel. Whether it has a tangible effect or not, there's no point to it. There was nothing gained from that today.
I'm seeing a bunch of the comments here. You can listen to us all over the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream, and people are asking the question, unbelievably, should Daron Payne know who Jackson Smith and Jigba is? Is that even a thing? Does he need to know who he is? Well, he doesn't need to study the tape. He's not going out and locking him down in man coverage. But, yes, he should absolutely know who the best players are on the opposing team days into preparation. Unequivocally, yes. This whole league is a week-to-week thing where you get 6 days after the game until another one. And in this case, it's shorter than that, obviously, 5 days. But, yeah, the amount of work and preparation, I mean, there's enough hours in the day that you're studying the tape and you're learning about the opponent. And there's a reason why in that defensive meeting, Joe Witt is going over all of the best players on the opposing team. That's not a big ask, by the way. This is not – we're not talking about Courtney Jackson. You know, we're not talking about a practice squad wide receiver. It's the number one wide receiver in the NFL. Hell, if you weren't playing Seattle this week, you should know who Jackson Smith and Jigba is. Just out of sheer interest in ball, frankly.
So
I mean, the guy's leading the NFL in receiving yards.
I was shouted down years ago, GP. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was shouted down years ago about Ryan Tannehill. Do you remember this? When he was coming out of school, he did not know who was in any of the divisions. He didn't know who any of the opponents might be, the teams that they were supposed to beat or whatever. And I found it disqualifying. And so many people were like, what is the matter with you? Who cares? Like, why is he supposed to know that? And my whole point was, do you want to play in the NFL? Like, you're aspiring to get to this league. You're interviewing for jobs in the National Football League, and you've shown no interest in it. If you interview for a company, and they go, do you have any questions about us? And you go, nope. You know who's not getting the job? You, stupid. You need to show an intellectual curiosity. You need to demonstrate that you did some little tiny bit of research before you set foot in this building. AKA, you might know who the Dolphins need to beat if they want to win the AFC. What? We got to beat Tom Brady? Oh, crap. You should probably know that going into the job interview. And that's what he was doing. An extended job interview that ended as soon as his football season ended when he was a collegian. And he's going on a tour to figure out who might want him, where he might want to go, what lines up. And he couldn't be bothered to look up a single bit of information about the league that he was apparently so desperate to play in.
Right.
I go, nope, I would never draft that guy. And people screamed at me. And this kind of reminds me of that, where I go, how could you not absorb the slightest amount of information?
Well, on a
about
scale,
a team that
though,
you have to beat.
I get that point, and I probably agree with it to some extent. But on a scale, that's below this for me. This is a player that you're taking on this week on the side of the ball that you're defending. And yes, there's not a one-on-one matchup looming, but you'd sure as hell better know who the three or four best players are by number and by name on the opposing team. Sorry. You absolutely should know that. Now, I have to imagine that he does, and it was just kind of an awkward interaction. But, you know, if the idea was that it's a bit and he's kind of being playful and he's dismissing him like, oh, I don't know that guy. Well, that's not good either. Because why would you do that about the number one wide receiver in the NFL who's still got a couple days to find out about it and get motivated by it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.